The reading this morning is the resurrection. It comes from Matthew 28, verse 1 to 10. After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him and clasped his feet, worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me. Praise the Lord." Amen.
Thank you, Roger.
Let's pray.
Father God, thank you and praise you for this morning, and thank you as we worship you, Lord. Lord, I just pray that as I speak what you place on my heart to share, that Lord, you would speak into our hearts. Lord, allow us to hear your words, and not just to hear them, but to apply them, Lord. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As the first slide shows, I've entitled this morning the most exciting thing. The most exciting thing. And we've read from Matthew 28, verses 1 to 10. And as I was thinking about the most exciting thing, I just wondered, what's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you? Well, I mean, if I went around every single person here and asked you that question, I'd probably get loads of different answers. I mean, I was thinking about perhaps passing your driving test. Do you know, for me, that was really exciting because I passed my driving test on my birthday. And, of course, it was a wonderful birthday present. And I went, well, hey, I passed my driving test. So that was really exciting. Perhaps getting married is a really exciting thing. You know, you're prepared for it. And then you go down, you know, you're standing at the front of the church if you're the guy, and you look back and there's your bride. And if you're the, you know, if you're the bride walking in and you look down the front and think, thank goodness he's here. But perhaps that might be the most exciting thing. But of course, topping that has got to be coming to Christ. Coming to Christ. On this morning, around the tomb of Jesus, the most exciting, the most exhilarating thing that had happened to the guards was that they saw an angel, a mighty angel. It's on the screen. There he is. He saw an angel. And he looked as bright as lightning and as white as snow. I mean, he rolled the stone away from the mouth of the tomb. Forget the Roman seal, which was making it secure as possible. Remember, the teachers of the law, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they went to Pilate and said, "Can we put a seal on it? You know, make sure it's secure as possible with a Roman seal and a guard to make sure that no one comes and steals the body." They were going to do this. Forget that Roman seal. The angel broke the seal and rolled the stone away as if it was nothing. And then sat on it. I like that. He sat on it. Yeah, I'm not surprised that these guards shook with fear and became like dead men. For you and me, that's fainting. Now, whether that was a spiritual faint, or whether that was actually, you know, like a supernatural event, or whether it was actually they were so shocked and so fearful that they just collapsed, we don't know. But just imagine these guys, they weren't skinny,
I can imagine them, you know, being quite burly chaps, you know, the guards with spears and shields and whatever it was that they held. And, you know, they're there because they're scary. You know, no one's going to come and sit with them doing anything because they're there. And then they faint. They're on the ground. But then two women arrive. They've been discussing as they've been walking along who is going to be gracious enough to open the tomb for them. To open the tomb so that they could anoint Jesus' body as part of the Jewish burial custom. They brought spices. They wanted to anoint the body. But then the ground starts to shake. An earthquake. Yeah, I don't know about you, but many years ago I went to a museum when they had an earthquake simulator. You ever been to one of those? Earthquake simulator? This particular one was like walking into a box. It was a bit like a lift. And you stood there and you pressed the button and suddenly everything shook. It was quite amazing in some ways. You had to really hang on. But I can't imagine what it must be like to experience it for real. It must be very, very frightening. These two women in our reading this morning experienced it for real. The guards experienced it for real. And the cause of it was soon evident. As these two women arrived, there was an angel sitting on the stone. The stone, they wondered who would roll it away. They just turned the corner. You can imagine just coming around the trees, turning the corner, and there he was, still shining white and as bright as snow. And he says, "Don't be afraid." "Don't be afraid" was the words this heavenly being said. "Don't be afraid." Imagine if you were experiencing this. You know, you place yourself in this story. This was you. You were there in their sandals. I can't say shoes, because they didn't wear shoes those days. They wore some more sandals, didn't they? So just imagine you're experiencing this. You were standing in their sandals. And all around the tomb are these really big guys, the guards. But they're flat on the ground. What would be going through your mind? You know, are they asleep? Are they dead? White-clothed figure, scarier than anything you've ever seen before, is in front of you, sitting on a stone, and he's saying, "Don't be afraid." What would you be feeling? Fear? Excitement? This was probably the most scariest but exciting thing that has ever happened to you. Yeah, I wonder, faced with those circumstances, how would you respond? You know, lost for words comes to mind. I can imagine through their fear, they're shaking to the very core, them remembering, these women remembering why they had come as they clung to the anointing spices in their hands. But the angel says to them, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, he has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay." You know, in life there are many things which can disappoint us. You know, if I was to ask, you know, each one of you, things that disappoint you. You know, you could probably give me a list of things that disappoint. Many of which leave us reeling and mouthing the words, "It's not fair. How could they? Or why did this have to happen?" But for these two women, I don't think disappointment was in their thoughts. I can only imagine the devastation they must have felt as they saw firsthand their Lord and Saviour nailed to the cross. The absolute loss as they see him die. The overwhelming emotions as he's taken down from the cross. He's a corpse. Everything had changed. Jesus was dead. Their hope was dead. Their dreams were dead. He had died. They had died with him. The most they could do was say their goodbyes. To find some sort of closure as they anointed Jesus' body. But now, to be told that he's not there. He has risen. The tomb is empty. What did that mean? What would happen next? This moment for these two women, although filled with fear, filled with joy, was the most exciting thing that had ever happened. He was alive. Yeah, I wonder, how do you view the resurrection? Is it just as exciting for you? Do you feel like these two women on that first morning? Do you know, I believe we should. Why? Because from now on, everything would change. Because Jesus' death on the cross is central to our faith. Because Jesus died for our sins. We are forgiven. Our sins, our faults are covered by his blood. His body broken. His blood poured out. But it's a bit like the Irish comedian, Jimmy Cricket. You remember him? There's a picture of him. Look. Jimmy Cricket. He was in the 1980s. That was when he was most popular. And he used to say that catchphrase, and there's more. And there's more. It's a little bit like reading a book and getting to the cliffhanger. And then we put the book down, never to return to it again. Yeah, we wouldn't do that because there's more. Jesus' resurrection. Everything really changed at this event. Nothing would be the same again, ever again. Jesus became the firstborn from among the dead, as Colossians 1 verse 18 tells us. And because of this, we too can experience eternal life. We can, through our faith in Jesus, our believing that he is who he said he is, our believing that he died in our place, our believing that on the third day he rose from the dead, he rose again. We can, through faith in Jesus, be with him for eternity. All because of the resurrection. So what's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you? Wow, I think that this has to be top of the list. But this is what changed everything. He is not dead. He is alive. Yes, he was crucified. Yes, he was placed in a tomb. But now he is alive. But what do we do with this? What do we do with this? Do we just say that this is the Easter story? You know, this is the Easter story. And once Easter is over, we forget it. A bit like the fading taste of a hot cross bun. There it is. And he's become the thing we remember at Easter. Then we go through the rest of the year. And then we get to Easter and we remember this story all over again. Do you know, I hope not. I hope that we, just like those two women in our reading, that we allow it to impact our life on a daily basis. Yes, we need to allow it to do so. That means living it out. By showing Jesus his life, his words, his attitude, and his being alive in all that we do. Have you ever realized that being a Christian is the most amazing thing, the most exciting thing ever? You are alive in Christ and you are filled with his Spirit. You have the same power within you that God the Father used to raise Jesus from the dead, just as it says in Ephesians 1 verses 19 and 20. Wow. Imagine that. How awesome. But what do we do with all this? It should mean something. It should fill us daily with fear, with joy. As we take into our hearts those words of the angel, he's not here, he is risen, just as he said. This should be like an earthquake rocking inside of us, which affects every part of our life, every part of our thinking, every part of our living, so that the next part becomes our desire. For the angel says to the two women, go and tell. Go and share the most exciting thing that has ever happened. These words are for them and they're for us. For we too are to share the good news with all that we meet, with all those that we meet. We are to spread the word, to tell the most exciting thing ever, that Jesus is alive. He has risen. To tell them what it means to you, what it means to me. And what it should mean for them. Jesus is alive. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your words. Thank you for, Lord, your message to us that Jesus is alive and the impact that that should have on our lives. How that should change everything. Lord, sometimes we can become very staid in our relationship with you. It becomes very familiar. But Lord, at Easter, Lord, we suddenly realize that this is the biggest event ever in history. This is the event that changed our lives as we, Lord, gave our lives to you. As you chose us, as we said, yes, Lord. And I pray that, Lord, that decision and this context today of Jesus being alive will change us inside. Make us more like you, Lord. Make us want to actually share that message with all those we come in contact with. Lord, we pray that you would give us the words as you fill us afresh with your Spirit so that we can go out. Go and tell the wonderful message of Easter that you are alive. Amen.